Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're going to get a Cockaboose Railroad outside of Spartan Stadium. Can't wait. It's going to be exciting. Kenny, if they ever created it, I'd buy one of those railroad cars. That we would have our own personal tailgate spot.
No sense.
Why are you listening?
That is not a Spartan. That is not related. That is
David?
Not...
What, wait a minute. Wait, what does a Gamecock have to do with a train? Nothing. They're decommissioned railroad cars that are tailgate party cars. Who cares? You just make stuff up. When the hell did Tennessee get a Navy? They barely have teeth. Come on, man.
Just over Kenny's cousins. What are you talking about?
We reconditioned Greyhound buses. There you go.
You know what? We should. All the old Cata buses.
Right.
The Cata boost rail. All right. Let's get to it. Lions. Wait. What?
What if we put a queue line around the stadium?
Honestly, just build a people mover around Spartan Stadium. It'd be the same thing.
Old people mover cars.
That's where we'll put all the old alums. Just stick them in the people mover. Convince them they're actually going into the stadium, but they're not. We're just going to lock the cars, throw away the key, and spin them around for 3 hours.
Yeah, and that way you get your lounge. Because they're like, you know, we've been riding around for the last 45 minutes. You're almost there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, almost there. Parliament, Big Ben.
You're almost
Parliament,
there.
Big Ben. Lions, I have a question. You just heard the update there. You have teams in this league. The Cowboys just got a bomb dropped on them. The Eagles clown card a game last night. The Ravens are 0-2. Yet here, Lions 1-1, a lot of consternation after the first 2 weeks. Here's my question. What is, now that the dust is settled, it's Tuesday, late afternoon, what is the concern level with the Lions? Now, let me give you, at least in my world, what the grading scale looks like. Is in the NFL, nobody gets a zero. It's just not that kind of league. No one's Georgia. The only team with a one is probably the Chiefs, because you got Michael Jordan. You have the cheat code. I would put the Lions in the next classification. My concern would be a two. I believe what Dan Campbell told the morning show. I want to play you this audio, and I want to play the people this audio.
So from 0 to 10?
Yeah, 0 to 10, I'd be okay. A two. I don't make snap judgments this early, and I thought Dan Campbell said something really interesting, and it's what I was alluding to, so at least it lets me know I'm not crazy, is that it takes time. You can't hit the ground running, and he cited some situations in his career, but I want to know if you have an issue with the answer he gives. This is from the morning show. They had him on this morning, Odyssey.com. Rewind if you want the whole interview. David, hit the button.
Are you surprised at two games in that you're just a tick off offensively?
No, I mean, look, you're always hopeful that you're going to hit the ground running. I mean, every coach would tell you that. I mean, you're just hopeful that, man, you're hitting on all cylinders and it comes. But, no, I'm not shocked. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be shocked if we're not cooking by the time we get to the bye.
Do you have an issue with that? I treat that as honesty and realism in today's NFL with no live fire right. in training camp, right? Mm-hmm. Couple of weeks in. And I think they're close. Like, look, that screenplay, late stages of the game, if Ragnow doesn't block the wrong guy, it's probably a touchdown. They're close. There's little things that just aren't quite where they need to be. But if I'm just being soft about this, people tell me. If you're concerned, let's hear it. Rico, what did you make of that audio?
I made of that audio something that I wanted them to do, but I understand why they didn't do it. But it's why I said maybe you get a series or two in the preseason so that game one isn't, hey, my name's Jared Goff, what's yours? And you have to figure each other out because you haven't really played together since the offseason. That's why I wanted to see, hey, guys, give me two series. If you can go out there and score on both series, your day is done. But at least you're facing live bullets. You're going out there and you're hitting the ground running instead of delaying it, because I get what he's saying. And the team will work things out, but this is what happens when you decide to sit everybody the entire preseason. My concern level from a 1 to 10, probably a 3, because you're having problems with what used to be your biggest strength last year, the red zone. You're not able to score. You're able to move the ball. You're able to get a lot of yards, but it means nothing. It's empty calories. You have to be able to put the ball in the end zone when it's not a 50-yard play. When you're down there first and 10 from the 15-yard line, it used to be an automatic touchdown last year. Now you're 1-7, and it's like, okay, what's going on here? You're throwing picks, so it's a 3 for me. It's fixable. It's correctable. But, yes, okay. I do believe him where it's going to take a little bit of time because this is really preseason game number 3.
But I want to know if the people have the same patience or the same perspective. He also said something about Sam Laporta that might answer the questions for us. We've talked about where is Sam Laporta. And I thought he had a great line. He goes, look, guys, you know, the guy had the injury out of training camp. We weren't going to install 40% of our game plan for Sam Laporta, and then he gets hurt, and you're shorthanded with your install for that week. So part of this has been a little bit intentional. They're working him back slowly. They didn't want to put their eggs in a basket of a guy that's not 100%. I thought it was illuminating. Look, I'll give Campbell credit. The one thing that he does, he's willing to be honest. I mean, I 9 out of 10 interviews with coaches or general managers are useless. I don't say that to insult anyone in particular. It's more of a general statement. They're useless.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell's worth your time.
Yeah, so, he told it like it was. I heard the interview as well. I sent Cookies a text saying, hey, great questions, because he just came out and said, what the heck's going on with Laporta?
But
he didn't build up to it. He just asked, what's going on?
What's your concern level, and are you okay with what Campbell said? That, look, it's going to take time. Like, they might not be full tilt by the bye week. Yeah. Where are you at with that? 248-539-9797. David, what do you got?
See, I would also be with you, Rico. Mine's a 3 as well. I wish it could be a 2, but it's the red zone that kind of leans me to the 3, because they haven't been good in red zone. And I know, and I get it, they didn't play in the preseason, but you work on that at home in practice. You work on that almost every day. That is a session in practice. So red zone should be a little bit more sharper to me because of that, and it's not. So it's a 3. It's not a full panic. It's not at all.
But think about this too, fellas, right? Like, if people think we're being soft about it, well, A, I think they're a Super Bowl team. All right. You'd be more panicked in Baltimore right now, right? You'd be more panicked in Dallas giving up 50 at home, right? How would you feel, and this is not slander, how would you feel being a Niners fan right now? Your first-round pick got shot. CMC might be done. I mean, I don't like what I'm hearing there. And Debo's going to be out for what looks like a month. Look, my point is, we don't have it so bad. And I do think they're close to this offense looking the way it should be. They just put up almost 500 yards. It's the devil's in the details, and I'm with Rico. These are the preseason games.
Yeah.
Defensively, they look good. Who's got a problem with their defense?
Nobody. Well, here's the thing. When you look at it, And it helped last night with the Eagles losing and everybody else losing. You're sitting there 1-1. Because if I said, hey, you know who's the undefeated teams in the NFC? Minnesota. Are you afraid of them? No. New Orleans, are you afraid of them? No. You may be, but for now, no. Tampa, they just beat, and Seattle. Those four teams are undefeated. I don't think either any of those four teams are going to be in the NFC Championship.
And just to note, David, the Cockaboose, car number 16 and 17 are for sale as a pair. You got to buy both Cockabooses as a pair, $399,000.
Yeah, we could do that. No problem.
Well, Kenny, you could live in one of these. I mean, these things are outfitted. They have toilets. You're good to go. And there's no cat.
And there's no neighbors above me doing right. The nasty. Yeah.
That's still going on?
Couple more times because the summer's almost over. The warm months are almost over, you know?
What is it with these two?
I don't know.
Or three. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, Michael.
All right. Okay. Can someone get Kenny a home without jackrabbits upstairs?
Can I swing around?
Okay. That's no. No. I don't know where. Yeah. That's on David. Don't look at me, Kenny. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic. All our roads under construction all at once and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents. And if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, David, Ticket Tax, Dan Campbell's audio, The Concern, and we're moving Kenny into the Cockaboose. He'll be doing the show live from Columbia, South Carolina.
What is happening right
now? I don't
now?
Know anyone what who went to happening? School there, but I got to tell you, my college football trip, that may be the one this year. You can fly direct from here to Columbia. Who knew?
I think I know someone that lives there.
Really?
I'm going to reach out to them and see if they're close. My concern level for the Detroit Lions is a 10 out of 10, simply because Jared Goff hasn't played good, looks absolutely horrible, can easily see them losing the next two games. Then it's really time to hit the panic button.
Oh, my God.
From Marlon. God. I'm starting to think we overvalued how good they might be. Maybe we were riding the hype train too much. My concern level is a 9.
Oh my God. Lord.
All right, here we go. More like it. Concern? Heck yes. The Lions have lost 2 of their last 3 games SOL style. With Kyler poised to clown us again Sunday, we needed that game. Concern level 5, though. Okay. It's a 2. Unless Goff stinks again this week, they've got a lot of mouths to feed, and he needs to settle down. Just hit the open man regardless of the number of the jersey.
The best thing they could do this weekend is control TOP, get back to their roots, run the ball. Line up and keep Arizona's offense off the field. Their offense is a real problem. So don't let them beat you. Mm-hmm. Just dominate TOP on this. And whatever you do, look, I think Campbell nailed it early on. As great as Aiden was with the 4.5 sacks, as a unit. I'm not blaming Aiden. I'm saying as a unit, they got to do a better job of maintaining their rush lane integrity. Too many times they were getting too far up the field, and here goes Baker scampering all over the place. If it was bad against Baker, it'll be terrible against Kyler. Mm-hmm. Just put a fence up. Keep him in there. Make him throw to beat you.
Applaud coach for being honest about the slow start and the field goal error. A San Francisco 1-1, Dallas 1-1, Baltimore, Cincinnati 0-2. My concern level is a 5.
Oh my!
Only God. Because of injury. How healthy is Laporta, Amon-Ra? Everybody's banged up.
Healthier Ryan than what in. Rico's got.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Man, all right, look, it's why I brought the topic up. Now, these people aren't calling, but they're at least voicing their concern. We'll go to Rick, see what he's got to say. 97.1. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So my level of concern is a 0 right now. This is the NFL. In my opinion, this is the most, or one of the most, if not the most competitive sports organizations in the world. Upsets happen all the time. Any team can win on any given Sunday. So the loss this weekend, not super concerning because Gibbs still looks great. Amon-Ra still looks great. I know there may be this, lingering injury. He went off the field, but my level of concern is not high. Now, all of that being said, we got to score when we make it to the red zone. So that's the biggest factor or area of room for improvement just based off of last game. But let's not forget that the Buccaneers were a playoff team last year that we played.
That's true.
So this is no scrub team, and Baker Mayfield is playing debatably the best football of his life. So I don't think this was an SOL Lions type of loss. I think this was a typical, if not average, thing that happens in the NFL when you play a good team. I think the Buccaneers are a good team. I think the Lions are a good team, but we have the ability to do better.
Yeah, and it was fluky. I mean, if you look at it, there may not be a more lopsided box score in the league all season long. And a couple of
exactly
weird things took place. I'm with you. I mean, Rick, literally, what would we be like if the Raiders walked in here and beat us to send us 0-2? Now, that's concern. That happened to Baltimore.
Agreed. No, wholeheartedly. It would be a much different story if, yeah, the Raiders or the Panthers came out and just spanked us. But, again, I know I already said it, but this is the NFL. This is a competitive league. So,
and it's why this show never got seduced like the other shows with this 14-15 win stuff.
Yeah.
I thought 11 or 12 at best. Why? It's the NFL.
Yeah.
Just like Rick said.
There's always going to be that head-scratcher game, and let's hope that that's this one where you're like, I don't understand how we lost this game.
That's this one.
But let's just hope that it's just this one and it's not another one. You don't want Kyler Murray going out there and performing the way he did last weekend.
By the way, David, I don't know if you're interested, the church could rent out the Cockaboose Club. They do weddings. You could do a mass at William Bryce Stadium. Rent out the Cockaboose Club. It's beautiful. Rich Brazilian cherry wood. Gorgeous. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, that's all. Go ahead with the ticket takes. I apologize.
Concern level was a 1. It was one game. Yeah, they're rusty. That happens. You're always going to have wins and losses that you didn't expect. But if it continues down this path with the quality or lack of next week, then it rises from 1.
I think the anatomy of the game is going to dictate how I feel. Look, a loss to Arizona, I'll be upset. But it's how it happens. You know, this is where people don't recognize the margins. Like, you don't recognize it until you're good. And then you start going, okay, success and failure are so closely aligned in today's NFL. Look at the Jets. The Jets are talking about Aaron Rodgers and this drive. First of all, you were tied with Tennessee 17-0. Low-scoring game. Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. You score a touchdown. The Titans have 2 red zone trips with an opportunity to tie this thing. Will Levis goes full mayonnaise in his coffee again with one of those turnovers. And then last 4 plays of the game, it's Tennessee first and goal to tie the game. Those are the margins in this league. And that's Jets, Titans, playoff team,
yep.
Not playoff team. So let me see what this weekend looks like. So far, I really don't have any complaints about the Lions defense. I don't.
No.
Offensively, I feel like they took a step forward production-wise. They got to iron out some of these details,
yeah.
And the red zone has to get better.
And that's just it. That's why it's a three for me, because it's, I don't know if it's a timing thing. I don't know if it's the league's kind of figured you out and you need to come up with new plays. But it was automatic that when they got down to the red zone, it was touchdowns. They were going for it on fourth down. It's what made them so dangerous. And then it just kind of disappeared against a team that I do think is a playoff team. I think Tampa's going to be going back to the playoffs. Because it made all the other 400 yards that you got empty calories. Like, okay, you did all of that. You scored 16 points. That's not impressive.
Concern level is 6. Worried about Chicago, Minnesota, their defenses is what I'm worried about. Panic level 1 or 2. Offense will be fine, and the defense looks much, much better. Another one says, my concern level is a 5. Ben Johnson for the last 2 games and second half of the NFC Championship game was subpar at best. The only time I felt confident was in the OT win versus the Rams.
Well, it's the only time the interior of the O-line really dominated. That's the other thing. You know, Graham Glasgow, not great, Bob. Not great so far. You know, Ragnow, he's had a very uneven couple of games, including this last game. You could see a couple of the mistakes, including blocking the wrong person on a screenplay, which is unforgivable for an all-pro center.
Yeah.
Look, the little stuff's got to get ironed out. But if I asked you, the moment you felt like we have the best O-line in the league was the overtime against the Rams. Well, one problem. That's a D-line that features 2 rookie starters, and they were exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
The line has to play better. You could say pound the rock, but when it's 2nd and 8 routinely, that's trust the Giants fan. That's a road to nowhere.
So, yeah, but it goes back to the red zone. Like, this is where maybe, you know, the league caught up, or maybe the line missing the guard and Jackson. Maybe that's the problem that you're readjusting.
Covered seats, access to an indoor club. They have the Founders Club at South Carolina. That's what we need at Spartan Stadium.
Okay.
You
covered seats.
Like
a retractable roof?
No, they don't have that. They just have an overhang.
No, I'm asking.
An awning, if you
will.
Okay, so. Kenny, I got to tell you, I'm leaning South Carolina for this trip.
Let's do it.
I just feel like this is ease of use. Getting to Knoxville is a pain in the ass. It's impossible.
We can bring greater life to the Cockaboose. No problem.
David, would you do a sermon from the Cockaboose Railroad?
Not even close.
Why?
What? I don't understand this Cockaboose law.
It's unique to college football. It's called railgating. You got sailgating at Washington. You have railroad tailgating at South Carolina. At MSU, you have a porta potty. You choose.
My son, my 3-year-old, was confused.
By what?
How do I use the bathroom here, Dad?
You don't. Honestly, that should be MSU football's new slogan. Bleep yourself. Spartan football 24.
Heaven forbid they would be 0-3 right now.
I know.
They're 3-0 and he's talking like this.
Show me the red bandana game. You show me you win this weekend, you'll get some excitement.
Short-lived because Ohio State's next.
I have no expectations for those games. Then I will judge them off of U of M and Iowa. I have realistic expectations. Okay. What I don't do...
I see the chair in your hand. I see it. All right, David, before we hand this thing off to Wojo and Rieger, what we got ticket text-wise? Let's wrap this up.
Lions concern here. I'm at a 4. My concern is that we barely split the division last year, and players like Kyler will kill us. Tampa was a game we really needed to snatch the jaws of defeat from. The Lions are fine. If they are somewhat respectable in the red zone through 2 weeks, we wouldn't even be talking about this. Still top 5 in rushing and passing. Just got to finish the drive.
Hey, Hutch is going to play against the backup tackle this week again. There's at least 2.5 sacks. Seriously.
No.
He's playing really good football and facing backups.
Yeah.
He's basically like Myles Garrett so far.
He needs a double team.
Triple.
Yeah, triple team.
You need the tight end chip on release. You need the back in plus the tackle. If teams don't start respecting Hutch, he'll have 20 sacks.
Either that or 2.5, you roll the play the opposite direction of where he's coming.
That's right.
We'll see if that happens.
I'm just making a point, David. Look, whatever the hell they were doing last week in Tampa, having a tight end block him twice, that was two sacks. Stop disrespecting Hutchinson. Like, my God, like, what is the game plan here? How do you whiteboard this? There's no scenario.
Yeah, it made no sense. Andrew says, he's in Toledo, he says, it's a one for me, dog, because we haven't opened the playbook and our defense is looking like a bright spot to keep the Lions in the game.
We're saving those plays.
Whatever he has to feel like, I guess, to give him a
That's
one.
That's Rico's favorite bit.
You know that drives me crazy.
We're saving the good stuff.
Right, because you're losing. But no, we don't want to break that play out.
Save the good stuff.
No concern. It's only two games in. We have a great coaching staff, some great players that listen and respect their coaches. They will turn this around.
By the way, you want negativity. Both Wojo and Rieger don't think the Tigers are making the playoffs.
Deflators.
Rico and I are on board with it. Twins are terrible.
You know, Kenny, you can go with them.
Yeah. Kenny, why don't you screen call?
Go with them. They need that negativity.
That's right. You're
on them. Scale of 1 to 10, mine is a 2.
Okay.
They almost beat the good Bucks team, and we were really sloppy with execution and play calls. Talent is there. The errors are correctable. Very excited to see these guys when they are playing at their best.
Yeah.
So out of the first few that I read when we started the topic, they were at a 10 and an 8. It seems to be really 1-2 for these people.
See, here's the thing. It's not a 10 or 8 because there are four undefeated teams in the NFC. I don't really think you're afraid. Now, yes, you did just lose to Tampa, but you dominated Tampa. Okay? Seattle, you're going to get to play them. I mean, Minnesota, you're going to get a chance to play them. But and the Saints. But the teams that you're really focused on all lost last week. So you're okay.
Look, Wojo's got 10 reasons why they're not making the playoffs. He's going to lead with it at 6.
Panic in Lions Town! Panic in Lions Town!
No, I was saying the Tigers. You were busy being negative there, and I wanted to share with the people.
Who do you think has a better chance of making the playoffs this year, the Lions or the Tigers?
Lions.
It's still the Lions, obviously, right?
But not by much.
Really?
The Twins are...
Not by much?
The Twins are a clown car.
But what are the Vegas... The Vegas odds are still very low.
I don't think Vegas is baking in the absolute clownery of the Twins and the idiocy of Baldelli.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the way, once you get that stink on you, it's hard to get off. Well, you know all about that.
The Tigers got the stink off of them several times this year, didn't they?
That's because they bleep canned Javi.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I'm talking about late season stink. Totally different kind of stink.
Oh, it's a different stink. Gotcha.
I mean, they have, since August 11th, they are 14-20. The Tigers are 23-10.
It is amazing that the FanDuel or whoever Vegas odds, they're still very much of a long shot,
yeah,
right?
Plus 385 just now.
Because of that damn tiebreaker.
But the damn FanGraphs has them up to 18.1%.
Which means there's an 82% shot they don't make.
No, but that's the highest it's been in a very long time.
I think the standings are a truer indicator than these ridiculous.
I think it's gut feeling. It's my gut feeling.
Well, here's my gut feeling. The Tigers have done very few things to help this along. It's been all kind of organic. They haven't switched up anybody's timeline or moved a guy up or moved a guy back. I just have one ask.
You want Jackson Jobe?
No. Casey Mize, the second he starts to show some struggles, get him out of there. Get him the hell out of there. That guy has stunk the last five games.
Who's negative thinking now? Who's the deflator now?
I am just trying to get this team to the postseason.
Yeah,
right?
We're working on it. That's working. That was amazing last night. The two games flipping almost simultaneously.
That's something.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to try to figure everything out in sports. There's got to be a space for weird. This is weird.
Totally.
You go with it.
Well, what is it?
And on top of that, if you had all the games just going in order as the night went on, and then when it was all done, you flip back over to the Monday night game, and you're like, wait, how in the world did you just lose that
exactly
game?
What I did,
here
by the
come
way.
The Falcons.
So I heard something about Saquon Barkley.
Quickly.
What?
I heard you can take Saquon out of the Giants, but you can't take the Giants out of Saquon.
You hate to see it.
Oh,
really broke my heart.
That's unbelievable.
Have the Eagles lost every single game they played since midway through last season?
I think
it seems that way.
I want to say they're 2-0.
They finished last year, I think, 2-9.
Yes.
And then
they lost the playoff game.
They won the opener and then lost here.
Yeah. So
like
and
3-11.
This one wasn't Patricia's fault.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he was there.
And you and
he
you
was.
And
so
you.
So was Jason Kelce. Did you know Jason Kelce play for Philly? You know
so this is amazing. Lions, two games in. Uh-huh. Michigan's playing USC this week. Michigan State, Boston College, big games. And we have to talk to Tigers. And it's not obligatory.
We bumped college
it's mandatory.
Football. We bumped the college football till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just because we wanted to get with the people and talk about it and go, look, again, check in a week later. What's more real, standings or Fangraphs? Rico and I are standings.
So what do most people say, though?
Standings.
Okay.
I think people are starting to buy in because you have to recognize what a clown car the Twins are.
Right. And there's some magic going on with the Tigers, without a doubt. Magic. Team of destiny.
This game is overserved.
No. It's like a movie.
Magic is not an analytic that you can quantify, Rieger.
I disagree.
It's okay. All right, you guys
if
do
there's
that.
BABIP in baseball.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.